President Bush today announced an agreement with Russia designed to make substantial reductions in both countries' nuclear arsenals.
The United States and Russia has agreed to a treaty which will substantially reduce our nuclear arsenals to the agreed upon range of 1,700 to 2,200 warheads. This treaty will liquidate the legacy of the Cold War.
The president said the agreement will be signed later this month when he travels to Russia and meets with President Vladimir Putin. NPR's Don Gagne is at the White House. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Is this a surprise announcement today?
It was a surprise that it actually came today. We had expected something by the time the president took that trip to Moscow and to St. Petersburg for this summit with President Putin. That's scheduled for the end of next week. But there has been, in recent months, a great deal of back and forth. Will they get it done in time for the summit? Won't they get it done? What happens if they don't? But U.S. Undersecretary of State John Bolton has been working with his counterpart in Russia in recent days. And we did hear about a week ago that it looked like some kind of deal was imminent. And now we do get this announcement that it just came over the past several hours, actually. We're still waiting for details on it, but it just came, and they've got one in place, apparently.
Well, what do you know about it? What will the treaty do?
Broad numbers in reductions in the numbers of nuclear warheads. Again, rough numbers, they'll be reduced by about two-thirds. Each nation currently has somewhere between 6,000 and 7,000 warheads, and this deal will apparently reduce them to each nation having somewhere between 1,700 and 2,000, just over 2,000. So those, again, are the broad reductions. And That's essentially the targets that were laid out by President Bush and President Putin last fall when Putin came to Washington and visited the White House and visited the Bush Ranch down in Crawford.
What were the tough points in this negotiation?
The question of what it actually means to reduce. Does that mean to destroy these warheads, or does it mean just to store them? The U.S. wanted to just kind of take them offline and put them in storage and have that count as a reduction. The Russians wanted a more formal dismantling of all of these weapons, and apparently they've decided to do a little of each. Of course, the Russians are certainly strapped for cash, and storing them costs a lot of money, more than apparently just dismantling them. It's not sure, again, what the exact mix will be of storage and actual dismantling. There have also been stumbling blocks over exactly how to verify that these reductions are taking place. So that's really what they've been arguing over.
And what else did the president say?
Well, he didn't have much of a statement. He's on his way to Chicago, where he's going to talk about welfare reform today. So he just made this brief statement on the South Lawn before he got into the helicopter. But he made the point, beyond what we heard at the top of this piece, that it's good for the American and Russian people. And now he goes to Russia with something to sign. It would have not been a good thing if they had not been able to get this worked out by the time he took his trip there. Now, the other point worth making is this is all separate from the U.S. desire to walk away from the 1972 ABM treaty. So those talks are still going on.
NPR's Don Gagne at the White House.